Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. August 25th and 28th, I finally got a show at the Comic Strip here in Edmonton. That's right, one of the finest comedy clubs probably in all of Alberta. Myself and Brett Forte are putting on a show. And we have the Thursday and the Sunday, because we are not that important yet, to get in a premiere. Well, maybe I'm not important enough. Maybe I'm not proving myself as a comedian quite yet to have a show in a prolific comedy club like the Comic Strip. But we do, and I meant like on a weekend. But we are on the Thursday and the Sunday, August 25th and 28th here in Edmonton, Alberta at the Comic Strip. Should be a very fun show. Come on down. Get some tickets. They'll be online. And in the description down below, you can get those tickets at the Comic Strip's website. I believe it is, well, just, hey, the Comic Strip in Edmonton, Alberta at the West Edmonton Mall. Isn't that nice? Isn't that beautiful? But, yeah. We're going to start the show today with something I think that doesn't get discussed enough. That doesn't, you know, you don't think about these things. You don't ask yourself this question. When you wake up at 6 a.m., 5 a.m., 4 a.m., and no matter what time I said right there, there was somebody that was, that's cute. You get up at 7 a.m.? Oh, that's cute. Try getting up at fucking 2:30 in the morning, huh? I gotta get up at 2:30 in the fucking morning before I go to work, huh? You get up at 6. It's always a flex to other coworkers or even friends. Oh, you get up at 10. That must be nice. You know, I'm up at 6. Well, some of us didn't make the same decisions as you. That's why you're on that path, okay? Nobody wants to get up at 6 a.m., but it's not like, hey, don't posture up on me because you decided to do what you wanted to do, and I'm doing what you got up at 10 a.m. today. Fuck. I already put in 9 hard hours from yesterday right into, my fucking overtime ran into my regular time, okay? That's how much hours, that's how many hours I'm logging in at site. I ran it from 5 p.m., okay? That's when OT kicked in. And at 5 a.m., that's when regular time kicks in. So from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m., 4:49, if you want to be exact, took a 10-minute sleep, then fucking back on the tools. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Thank you for sharing that with us. But these are the things that some of us don't think about, you know? This is, we're going to bring some university level education and lectures here to this podcast today, because these are the things that you don't think about. These are the things that when you're busting your knuckles against a V8 engine because your socket wrench slipped and you smashed your knuckles every fucking day, you know, you're coming home with new cuts on your finger, your joints hurt, your boots get stuck because you're concreting all fucking day on the construction site. And, you know, you can feel like every day that you take a step that your knee sockets are getting more loose, you know. It's a tough go, but you don't ask yourself this question right here. We're going to pull it up for you. All right. Because these are the things. Oops, let's get that over where it needs to be. And we're going to, and you know, like this is university level thinking, okay? Something that you assholes don't think about because you're too busy doing other things rather than focusing on your privilege, all right? So let's...
Would you be able to answer this question on one of my tests for social psychology.
Come on,
simple
man.
Simple essay question. After going through privilege, what privilege is, giving examples of privilege, explaining how there are different types of privilege, like white privilege, male privilege, Christian privilege, able-bodied privilege, thin privilege, cisgender privilege, straight privilege.
That's how ignorant I am to everything. That's how ignorant I am to everything. I had no idea that there was such a long list of privileges. And I don't even know which ones I fall in. Christian privilege. What else do I got? I got like, I have the privilege of turning this off, but I like to torture myself and my audience that listens to this show. I have that privilege in my back pocket. I could pull it out and use it, but I, you know what? It's time to educate you. It's time to educate you.
Gay!
Others. All right, so simple question I ask my students. Essay question. Tell me one way that you have privilege. Tell me one type of privilege you have. Well, my makeup is all over the place today.
You have makeup privilege. Not everybody is able to put on makeup, but you have the ability to put on makeup. Some people don't have arms. Some people don't have fingers. Some people don't have a face to put makeup on. And here you are displaying privilege. Very interesting that you would do such a thing on a video while trying to educate people of their privilege. Can't believe you would do such a thing.
Gay!
That'll never get old to me. That's stupid fucking. Ha! Gree! It's fun having a little sound pad here now. I'll start filling it up with some other shit on here, but I enjoy myself. But back to what I was saying is this is what the left wants you to believe. They want you to believe that you have privilege. And she is not recognizing hers. Being able to wake up and put makeup on your face is a privilege that only the left has. Anyways.
All right. It still is. Anyway, I always am a mess. Tell me.
Oh. Oh. I'm always a mess. Wow. And you think, and these people are the ones that think that they should be head of education. And you wonder why America's falling apart. I'm going full Tucker Carlson. You wonder why America's falling apart? Because we have fat women putting on makeup thinking that they're tens when they're actually threes. And even a scale, pun intended, would be something that these people could not bear to recognize. Anyways, moving on with the video.
What kind of privilege you have? Explain how it's an example of privilege and say how your life would be different if you didn't have that particular type of privilege. Would you be able to answer that question? Can you come up with a type of privilege you have? Are you able to say out loud and admit to yourself and to the world that you have that privilege? Because one thing I find is my students don't.
Now, can you do that? Can you, the listener of this podcast or the viewer on YouTube, can you admit your privilege out loud? Yell it, scream it. Hell, write it on a piece of paper, shove it up your ass, throw it up. I don't care what you do, but you need to admit it. God almighty. University just seems... What is it even more anymore? What is it? What's happening there? What is going on inside the walls of a university that makes you want to pay $20,000? Let's see. And here I am. Handing it all away for free. I could be a university level professor, sculpting young minds, making them feel guilty about everything that they've done in their life. But here I am, I'm doing it to you for free. That's the kind of guy I am. That's how generous I am. I'm donating my knowledge, worth, and self-reflection, okay? I'm admitting my privilege here in front of you.
Gay!
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Senior Chan. Oh my God. This is highly entertaining to listen to. The look on her face right now just looks like, you know, You know when somebody starts talking about something totally unrelated to you, and it's a story that's quite similar to yours, and it could be something that you're very embarrassed about. Like for me, when I was younger, there was a girl in town that everybody like secretly tried to hook up with, right? Secretly tried to hook up with. And one night we were at a party and I made out with her. And nobody knew about it because it was just like one of those things, you know, you didn't really want anybody knowing about it. You just didn't want the world to know. And the information got leaked. It got out. And I was a young lad. I was still worried about my reputation and what other people thought of me at that moment in my life. And I overheard somebody talking about it and my heart sank like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get roasted about this now for fuck a hot minute. But come to think about it, years later, it didn't matter. You know, the boys were just happy that you were getting some, but at that moment in time, but the girls were making fun of me. That's what it was about. But the look on her face has that exact look on it right now. It's quite hilarious. Like, fuck. You know that one? Fuck. It's a funny look. I'm trying to describe it as best as I can to those listening to this in the truck with the wife, forcing her to listen to my shit.
Even when I have clearly explained what privilege is and how it doesn't mean your life has been easy, it doesn't mean you're a bad person if you have privilege, still they just go, oh, no, I don't know. No, I don't have any privilege. The test question, a lot of students will leave it blank. It could be for a variety of reasons, not necessarily because they, you know, don't understand or don't take the class seriously or anything.
Because they don't take this class seriously. Yeah, because everybody wants to walk in to get educated on everything that is horrible about them. You know, the things that you're trying to like get past. Not even that. Not even like what? Why is your life easy? Why is it easy? You tell me. You tell me right now. You write it on this piece of paper and you hand it to me, and we're gonna ridicule you. Admit it. Admit it to me right now in front of all your peers why you're a worthless piece of shit sitting in my class. God almighty, I can't imagine why they don't want to talk about it, you fucking psychopath.
But I get, you know, I get weak ass answers, you know, like, oh, well, I've got strong privilege. I've got smart privilege. You know, I'm like, you could have said you had white privilege. You could, you know.
Oh. Oh, no. Did we just catch her in something? No, you didn't. She went full Joe Biden on him. She went, well, you know, that white children are a little smarter than all the other. Did she just do what? Did she just admit something on the internet about a possible difference in education between races? Maybe an intelligence level right here in front of us? Did that university teacher? Let's go back just a hair.
You had white privilege. You could have said you had male privilege. You had white privilege. You could, like, oh, well, I've got strong privilege. I've got smart privilege.
I got smart privilege.
You know, like you could have said you had white privilege. You could.
I have smart privilege. You could have said you have white privilege. So is that a university professor possibly admitting that other people of other races are not as smart as white people? Oh, no. A Scooby-Doo mystery. We almost found the ghoul of intelligence. And I would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for these meddling fucking Tucker Carlson fans.
You know, you could have said you had male privilege. At the very least, you know, because I'll have some students, they're like, look, I am a black transgender individual. I don't have a whole lot of privilege. I'm like, okay, now here's the think about
it. Oh, no. This is where you start skating on a little bit too thin of a pond. This is the ticking time bomb. You better be playing chess, not checkers, when you come to this fucking corner of their stratosphere. God almighty. Let's see.
Certain advantages that you have that you probably didn't notice that you have. And an example I often go with, I say, you know, even if you've got disabilities, you don't have all the disabilities. There's some
disabilities. Listen, we understand that you're retarded, but it's a certain type of retardation that becomes your privilege at some point. Now, you may have Down syndrome, but you don't have Crohn's. You're still able to eat a full meal and not have to suffer any sort of gluten in your body that's going to destroy your insides. Now, I've painted many bags of toilets from having Crohn's disease. Is it as bad as having Down syndrome? Sometimes it could be worse. You know, you ever seen a Down syndrome person unhappy? Yeah, maybe when you turn off wrestling. That's about when they get that little bit upsetty spaghetti. But do they get to enjoy wrestling while ingesting all types of gluten products? Pizza, donuts, hell, just even a nice slice of bread freshly baked out of the oven. I don't get that privilege unless I absolutely want to destroy every ounce of porcelain that exists in the next 300 meters of my life's journey. Jesus Christ almighty. It never ends, does it? It never ends. These are like, I thought, you know, like maybe you thought when you were younger that maybe some of you had a very disgruntled father figure in your life or a disgruntled relative that just couldn't see an ounce of sunshine in life, right? You thought that that guy, that person, that aunt was like peak misery, just self-hate. And then we fast forward to 2020. We fast forward to 2020 and we have classes about it. And in those classes, you have to admit it to, I'm guessing that this class isn't very full. It's my guess, but I'm probably totally wrong. And here you have to admit it to everybody in the room how much you suck. That's hilarious.
Disability that you would be lacking, that you'd have privilege from not having that disability. You know, like, so, like, for example, if you are sighted, you can see, you don't need accommodations for that. You've never had to think about, oh, is the textbook going to be available in Braille? Am I going to get it on time for the semester? You know, that's just one of many examples I'll try to throw out. I'm like, just think, what sorts of privileges do you have? And they just don't want to do it. There's so much resistance.
No shit. No shit. The fuck am I worried about a Braille textbook for? Why would I, of all people, I guess that's me, that's my privilege showing, okay, that's my privilege, I'm getting it now, okay, I just need to take a little time, a little self-reflection, and then instead of getting angry, I just have to admit I'm wrong. Interesting, you want to know what my, I've had enough of this, number one privilege is? I want to know what my number one privilege is? Living in a Western society, okay? Living in a Western society with the privilege of being able to listen to Kid Rock at whatever time I want and the other night. So this is fun, okay? This was a highlight of my weekend. I know, wow, that's all you did on the weekend? Listen, you don't understand. Unless you enjoy Kid Rock. But secondly, not just Kid Rock. I'm talking Kid Rock's live performance at Woodstock, 1999. One of the most legendary performances of any artist live on the planet. I was watching a few documentaries about Woodstock. There's a brilliant HBO one. brilliant. It's amazing. It's sit back, enjoy it. There looks like Netflix is coming out with a new one. It's called Clusterfuck, I think. I believe it's called Clusterfuck. In the trailer that I watched, it looks magnificent, which then put me down a path to try and find any sort of footage, any sort of documentaries that have that were about Woodstock 1999. And what a brilliant time the late 90s were. My God, what a beautiful time that was. It was just a disaster of a concert, but fuck me. You had Korn, Rage Against the Machine, Limp Bizkit, Kid Rock, Creed. Need I say more? Five iconic bands from the 90s playing a stage. And it just had this atmosphere of like anger, angst, hate. A lot of jacked up fucking just I hate everything in there. And it like, first off, okay, I'm going to admit something. I was watching Kid Rock's live performance in bed. It was like probably 1 a.m. on Sunday night. Okay. Ba with the Ba is the opening track that The Devil Without a Cause comes out with. And if you haven't heard that song, if you haven't experienced that song, you, my friend, need to check your privilege, okay? You need to check your privilege at the goddamn door.
Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying, Gucci. It is 1 a.m. and bah, with the bah, the bang, the bang, diggy, 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 sit the boogie, sit up, chop, you know? That is echoing across the walls, hitting my ears. And I can feel like the goosebumps on my body start to rise up. The hairs are standing up. And then all of a sudden, my name is Kid. Kid Rock. Pow. And it is electric. The guy walks out in a white mink coat. It is the middle of summer. I don't know. I want to say it was like 45 fucking degrees on this ex-military base. It was an ex-Air Force base that they hosted the concert on. So it's probably 60,000 fucking degrees Fahrenheit on that goddamn tarmac. This guy comes out in a mink fur coat, pleather, probably leather red pants, wife beater and a fedora, and lights up 200,000 plus people. Sit back, relax, enjoy your goddamn time watching that performance. Holy shit. Insane Clown Posse was also there. Like, I'm talking, this is peak 90s shit. Watching Kid Rock at 1 a.m. And you don't want to know what follows that? Freebasing Mountain Dew at 2 a.m. You get done that show, good luck going back to fucking bed. You get done watching that performance, you ain't sleeping. You ain't sleeping for the next four goddamn days. I want to play the trailer. That's what I want to do. I want to play the trailer of this miraculous event that took place back then. It was... First off, Moby was such a fucking pussy, wasn't he?
Fucking Woodstock. There is a sixth sense that you develop when you spend your life going to venues.
Woodstock, baby.
The style back then was amazing. Yeah, this guy.
There's a sixth sense that you could get when you're walking in. They didn't put my name on the board.
There's a segment in this.
They didn't put my name on the board. Why didn't they put my name on the board? It's just a bunch of misogynistic, animalistic, you know, you got all these bands. There was a movement happening with Kurt Cobain and they were talking about issues that matter, but it wasn't selling. Apparently, pussy, homophobic slurs, sexual acts and music videos. That's what sells.
No shit.
I can tell you
it's exciting.
100 feet away what the energy in that venue is going to be like.
Fucking, you look at the picture of how many people were there, like 200,000. I think they said 270,000 people at one concert. And it is just a sea of people. It looks fucking insane. They had three different PA systems just to get, like, it was echo. The concert just echoed. Like, watching the sound travel was actually crazy.
It was not your parents' Woodstock. We got off the bus, and I was like,
no shit, your parents' Woodstock was Janis Joplin, and now you got Kid motherfucking Rock. You tell me which one you want to go to.
It was like 1,000 degrees.
I think we should leave. It's so hot.
Crazy.
Water was $4 a bottle, which is a ridiculous cost.
The porta potties, unusable. You had kids rolling around in what they thought was mud.
In an environment where...
Buddy has world's largest lizard with an arrow pointing down into his pants. Aggressive, but I like it. This is what we're dealing with.
Putting women, you could get away with it.
You could feel something bubbling.
In pop culture, there's this dark energy coming from young white males that entertainment is perpetuating.
You have a crowd who are excited, inebriated.
Here's young white males, okay? That's what, and let me go down the list of bands again, okay? And I'm not saying that other people don't enjoy Kid Rock, but we're talking new metal bands, Kid Rock, Korn, Red Hot Chili Pepper. Okay, new metal, you had Limp Bizkit, Korn, then you had Red Hot Chili Peppers on the final night, I believe. I just watched this. Then you have Rage Against the Machine, you know? And well, it wasn't very diverse. Gee, I wonder why. I didn't know too many black kids back then. But the ones I did know certainly weren't heading down to the store to get the new Limp Bizkit album, Chocolate Starfish Hot Dog Flavored Water. You wonder why. It's easy to come back and, like, again, we're in the 2020s, right? And we're looking back at this with a microscope being like, geez, I can't believe that this happened. Like, yeah, no shit. Look at your lineup. Look at your fucking lineup. And then you sit back and go, oh my God, look at the misogyny that fucking took place in here.
And you give them a band to help them release that energy. What do you think's going to happen?
They had the crowd going insane. People were dehydrated, passing out.
There are a lot of stupid humans around here.
Yes, absolutely. When you're trying to sell $4 waters and $4 beers, geez, I don't know what's going to happen. And then you put them in the hot sun with alcohol dehydrating them just as twice as fast. Geez, I imagine that brain activity is at an all-time high. You know, a lot of stupid people around here. Of course, it's not like the music was intelligent. It was a lot of, like, suck my dick, I like bitches, give me liquor, I smoke weed. Okay. Not lyrics that are groundbreaking, that are going to shake up the world and put us into a forward motion of moral high grounds. We're not scaling the mountain of, you know, intellectual thought process. See, I can't even put together something smart enough to make myself sound smart. So why am I doing it? I don't know. I give it a whirl. I'd give it a whirl. That's all I could do there. I'm fucking adjusting my nutsack while I'm saying that. So, you know, we're not moving and shaking some pieces in how society fucking moves forward over here. This was just something that we slapped together, right? A little Woodstock 99. We slapped it together so that way people would come out and have sex, sexually assault women. And, like, it was bad. It was bad. You rewatch the footage and, like, keep in mind, this is exactly.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Introducing
Danger Cats Roast Battles, Volume 6, starring your host, Brett Forte.
Yeah, but she doesn't need lip filler. That's kind of cool, right? Because she sucks so much her mouth is prolapsed.
Five-time Roast Battle champion, Sam Walker.
The crown prince of glory holds. This guy's such a f***, he could suck a bowling ball up an elevator shaft. Real recognizes real.
And your current champion, Uncle Hack.
Dan used to be a police officer. Now he's just a bloated pig.
All your insults in one place. No need for watered-down roasts. Enjoy disparaging statements from the cats.
Needs 9 inches of dick to get through 18 inches of fat.
Ordered today at www.patreon.com/dangercats69.
Side effects may include laughter, good times, enjoyment. Danger Cats is not responsible if you're offended. And if you are, go f*** yourself.
Kicked ass, lots of fucking laughs. We were fucking loser drunk. Loser pissed, lots of fun. Yeah.
How was that for a nice little commercial, huh? Hey, we're upping the production value of the Uncle Hack podcast. You can also check out DangerCatShop.com for any merchandise needs. 15% off if you use the code PODCAST69. That's right, PODCAST69. Flags, hoodies, hat. I don't know if hat. I think hats are at live events. So all of our tickets and show links are also on there. And you can stay up to date with everything that we're getting up to comedy wise and check out our merchandise on the store, dangercatshop.com, and use the code PODCAST69. Wow, that was a horrible ad read. Anyways, back to the episode. The time when cell phones didn't necessarily exist, okay? They were around. Not a lot of people had them. Not a lot of cell phones with cameras on them. So, what I'm this is going to sound, but we're treading in some very deep water here. What I'm trying to get at is these people are now getting caught almost 20 years later when the footage was being released of like just full blown sexually assaulting women. And, now, is there something funny about sexual assault? I'll go on record and say no for future references, okay? Just in case I say something a little off topic. But the look on these fucking animals' faces when they are just reaching up to a woman crowd surfing and just squeezing their tits. It looks like it looks like a shark getting a sniff of chummed water. That's what it looks like. You just threw this fucking baby seal in the middle of the ocean that's like just leaking blood, and the shark gets a sniff and he's like, oh my God. Why would you present such a gift in front of me? Like, it was just insane. It was literally insanity at its peak. 1999 was the peak of when minds were just mush and you went with what you felt, you know? Now, first off, I don't think it's right, but now you gotta like contain yourself, buddy. You never know when phones are out. You gotta just like, fuck me. These days, dude, you gotta be careful where you look in the gym. You gotta be careful, even in public. They're doing that, they're throwing the phone in the back pocket, catching everybody looking at asses and shit. Here, we're catching this 20 years, 22, 23 years later. 23 years later. And then we're like, look at this animal. What's this guy been up to? Let's figure out where he works. It's nuts.
We walked off stage and we're like, get out of here. Like, we need to leave right now.
There's no rest. There's no breaks. There's no rhythm. There's no come down. It's
gonna crash.
That chick was miserable.
Kids were petrified out there.
This wasn't Woodstock 69.
There is an umbilical cord between the dark sexual cultural underbelly in the country at that time to where we are now.
A lot of that energy just wound up in chat rooms and Reddit boards in 2021.
Yeah. Yeah. And you gave them an outlet just to release. You also kind of bent these fucking kids over. Now, if the event was a little more accommodating, if the event was just slightly more accommodating, I would imagine that they would have been a different outcome. When you're bending people over in 1999, $4 for a bottle of water, you're trying to rinse these kids of every single cent that they have. What the fuck do you think that's going to happen? And then you, the blazing heat, nowhere to cool down. You give them a hard metal, daddy, hard metal, day in, day out. And you expect zero to little chaos to happen is actually kind of fucking funny. It's kind of fucking funny to sit back and then in your brain, you're like, this is going to go flawless. This right here, this little event that we have that's going to take place is just going to go off without a hitch. And then it's just pure chaos at the end of it. They're burning the fucking place down, full-blown riots happening. It is kind of, in a way, the irony. This is right after Columbine happened. And then there was a bunch of college students there handing out candles, being like... hey, we need to stop gun violence. They're kind of advocating against guns. I totally blanked there for a second. You can call me out on it. Make fun of me all you want. I blanked for just a hot second. And these kids then are, advocating against gun violence. They're handing out candles. And then they wanted to have a nice little ceremony on the last day. And we'll all light the candles. Well, lo and behold, what do you think caused all the fucking... fires that took place, that the irony, but you know, they're trying to stop violence, but here these candles incited like 10 times more violence than what they intended. They were trying to scale it back, but they amplified it. That's kind of funny in a way. Oh, you think you think gun violence is funny? You better check your privilege. No, it's just like the irony of it is kind of funny. And at the end of it all, you know, while this is happening, the Red Hot Chili Peppers decide to pay homage to, I think I fucked that word up, decided to pay their respects to the wonderful and great Jimi Hendrix by playing Fire. Meanwhile, the place is burning to the fucking ground. Brilliant.
The question quickly became not... how could this have happened? But how could it not?
Woodstock 1999, baby. I highly recommend watching it. Great watch. I'm a sucker for nostalgia. That's the thing, is I'm a sucker for the good old days, you know? I miss when, like that attitude... the attitude of the 90s. And I kind of talked about it on the last Patreon episode, but I'll touch on it briefly because I don't want to ruin the bits that are on there. But now that 90s fashion and like 90s culture, pop culture, the fashion, the music, everything's coming back. You know, it's similar to like when I was like 16. It was fun to look back and like listen to Led Zeppelin. The 70s were like cool, you know, oh, the 70s. And you wanted to listen to these bands that your parents listened to because in a way it was like hipsterish at that time, you know, where like now the 90s. But the attitude has to follow, you know, the attitude is right around the corner. I think everybody's just a little sick and tired of the my pronouns are. You know, check your privilege and all that. And there's a little bit of, there's some bubbling going on inside and you got to push it down. You say something wrong and some girl in a bowl cut or a they, them in a bowl cut and a nose piercing decides to hop on TikTok and find out where you work and let everybody else know where you work because you got an off-color comment sitting in a Twitter feed somewhere, you know? Sitting in a Twitter feed in the depths of fucking God knows where. In the deep, shallow grave of the algorithm, this suddenly appeared of something that you tweeted 10 years ago. And it's coming back to haunt you now because a they, them with a bowl cut decided to make a TikTok about misogyny in the early 2010s. And then now you just got it, like, you can't fight it because it just, like, the waves. So I think that that's coming back. I have a feeling everybody's tired of it. Shut the fuck up. I can't afford a house. I cannot afford a house. And you know what? It is funny. It is funny. If that was to come back and the attitude to, like, everybody's just calling each other faggot again. You know, we're having, what about Woodstock? We missed 2019. That would have been great. A nice 10-year anniversary. Let it on a 10-year anniversary. Did I say university? Jesus Christ. My brain not firing. Old CTE Steve over here can't put a sentence together. I'm like fucking Brendan Schaub. Well, can't string a sentence together. I'm going out of my jurisdiction on word length, you know? Don't go past more than two syllables, at least, minimum. That's when the road gets a little rocky. Take the easy road, hack. Just fucking, yeah, everybody should just call each other faggots because that's when it was cool. Oh, shit. But, you know what? I think it's right around the corner. I think it's right around the corner because it's little things like this.
Who are we? Gen Z. And what do we want?
Pause that. We're going to. It's little things like this right here. Coming right up, serving you hot and fresh. How do we get the full screen on these cucks here? Hey,
why can't I get the full screen on the fucking TikTok?
Oops, a little bigger. We'll bring that down and here you go.
Who are we? Gen Z. And what do we want? A gender inclusive remake of 2007's Two Girls, One Cup called Two They Thems, One Cup. Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. It's right around the corner. They were slightly off. We remember that. Two Girls, One Cup. Now you just want a gender inclusive one. Couple bowl cuts. What looks like very feminine Macaulay Culkins with permed mullets. You can't tell, you know? You can't tell their gender. So I get the they, them thing when you can't tell. Like you go with what's easy. You go with what's easy. But I think right around that corner, right after we get past that, you know, we're not worried about housing. We're not worried about housing. We're not worried about inflation. This is what the young audience wants out there. They just want a gender inclusive, two they, thems, one cup. Why worry about the economy? Why worry about the stock market crashing? Wars? Wars are happening. Nancy Pelosi hopped on an airplane, headed over to Taiwan to just spark things up. You know, the U.S. military just took out a Taliban leader. Why worry about that? We don't need to worry about that. What we need is two gender inclusive folks, human beings, if you will, shitting into a cup and then proceeding to lick it and put it all in their mouth. It was one of the most grotesque videos that you could have watched in the early 2000s, or I guess it would have been mid 2000s. I remember that thing got passed around like a joint at a Snoop Dogg concert. Boy, it was everywhere. You couldn't escape it. You know, you couldn't escape that video. Everybody had a copy and they're willing to pull it out at any moment, anytime. But that's what we want. We need a couple of they, thems and Fleetwood Mac t-shirts. thinking that they aesthetic. They got aesthetic.
Come on, man.
Gucci, this ain't the time. We're talking about serious issues. Serious things here. You interrupt that? Wow. A gender inclusive two they thems one cup. See, this is the things that we got to focus on. The good in life. On the brink of war. Ukraine's done. We don't even think about it anymore. Remove that flag out of your bio now. It's going to be two blank emojis and one cup. That's it. That's all that's going to be in there. Two blank emojis, one cup. And all the world's problems will be solved. All the world's problems gone. Never to be talked about again. Because we gave the kids what they want. Gender inclusivity across all porno films that were once great. You know, they always say the sequels always suck. So, prove me wrong, I guess. You know, I've never seen a sequel that I liked. Maybe Home Alone. Maybe Home Alone takes, that might be the only one. And a few of the Rockies. A couple Rocky sequels that weren't so bad. But this, I don't know yet. I might be interested. I'll definitely watch. Not going to sit back and pretend like I'm not going to watch that. Unreal. Glad we're getting to the bottom of the big problems that are taking place here on this planet. But speaking of problems, let's get into the fan question. Let's talk about... Oh, show me. Here we go. Show me the fan question. Fan question, as always, email me. Email would be best. Email me, unclehack@dangercats.tv with the subject line fan question, and I will go through your problems. Similar to what we did earlier today by combing through university professors, the 1999 Woodstock event that was absolutely electric with Kid Rock. Kid Rock, the devil without a cause. But email. Email the show and we'll get into it. All right, let's fad question here. Hey, Uncle Hack, longtime listener from Ontario here. Love the pod and the merch. Been buying your stuff for a couple years now. Respect, appreciate it. And you can too if you use the code podcast69 at dangercatsshop.com. I know you're always bitching about these young fellas with women problems, but I'm a young gentleman and I've wound up in a real prick of a situation sticking my dick where I shouldn't be. Long story short, I ended up pretty good buddies with my road foreman on construction. Ended up jumping companies and still would pop in to see him and his old lady from time to time for a beer. A couple weekends back, I pop over for a pint. He ain't home, but the wife is. Couple drinks led us to fucking. Now we are sneaking around a small town, hiding out, and I'm laying some easy pipe. I wouldn't say that's so easy. She says she wants to leave him and move into the house, ? Where the hell do I take this from here? I actually like her, and I wouldn't mind shacking up with a MILF, or do I just back out before it's too late? Keep in mind, I'm only 23, and she's in her early 30s. Don't be afraid to tell me how it is. Like I wasn't going to do that. Thank you, beauty. P.S. Keep me anonymous if you don't mind. Leave the... Oh, shit. Fuck. Okay. Well, I fucked up one part. My apologies. Okay. So, here. Let's retract here a bit. Sure. Long story short, I ended up pretty good buddies with my road foreman. Can't be that good a buddy. Ended up jumping companies and still would pop in to see him and his old lady from time to time for a beer. So do you still do that? Because that is ruthless. If you're still going over to his house and pretending to be his friend, pretending to be his buddy, meanwhile you're fucking his old lady behind his back. Are they married? Did he say wife? Oh, yeah, he did. Weekends back, a couple weekends back, I pop over for a pint. He ain't home, but the wife is. Couple drinks led us to fucking, and now we're sneaking around a small town hiding out, and I'm laying some easy pipe. That ain't easy pipe, for one. First off, you're playing with fire. These types of situations, though, this is more exciting. That's the only problem here. And this is more exciting. This is scandalous. Holy shit. My God. So you ended up, this guy was your road foreman. Then all of a sudden you become friends with the guy. You're swinging in just to have a beer with him, just to see how he's doing. How's life? How's the wife? How are things at home? The dog looks great. You know, how's work going? We're bitching about, is Joe still the same? Is he still sleeping on the job, taking 35-minute coffee breaks four times every day, and then plus a lunch? Yeah, you're going back and you reminisce about the old times. Well, now, do you still do that? That's what I would like to know. Are you still popping in and pretending to be this guy's friend? Because that is ruthless. You, my friend, are a stone cold killer, if that's the case. Downright disrespectful. Jesus Christ. So no, that is not easy. That's not laying some easy pipe, because you're just dancing with the devil. Eventually, there's going to be maybe you don't show up anymore. Why aren't you showing up? Oh, my wife's always gone at this time. She says she's going this way. It's going to blow up in your face. And these never go well. These never go well. Why is it all the time that these situations pop up and you think it's going to pan out? It never does. You know, when I was about to say, since I already fucking blown your cover with the age thing, when I was your age, I don't care anymore. You know, I do, but I don't at the same time. When I was 23, I was a prolific cheater. I would run, I'd fuck anything. I was too much. I was training all the time. My testosterone was pumping. I just thought about pussy. That's all day. Pussy and mixed martial arts. That's all that was ever on my brain. Pure Neanderthal behavior. So a knuckle dragon wanting to fight. I was just a skinny little runt, but the testosterone was just is ramping up. Where the hell do I take this from here? I actually like her. No, you like the fucker. That's it. There is nothing. See, here's the thing. Do you think? Now, I've got family members that I don't know how. I won't out them. But I don't know how anybody looks at them after however many divorces and however many dicks they've jumped on or fucking moved around on, that this is going to be a good idea. Like, I'm going to be the one to tame this. I actually shacking up with him. You want to move her in like that isn't going to create issues? What do you think that guy's going to do? You think he's just going to be like, oh, thank God for taking that problem off my hands after I built a life with her? Thank God. Thank God that she wants to get a divorce and move in with the 23-year-old that's plowing her behind my back. I'm sure that that's going to go over just exactly what you think in your head. You do think like a 23-year-old. I actually like her. No, you don't. No, you're caught in the dick sand. That's what we call the dick sand, my friend. You're getting regular pussy in a small town, shacking up with a MILF. Do I back out? Do I back out if it's already too? It is too late. That's the issue. It's already too far gone. You should have backed out after the first time. Be like, listen, that was a mistake. Let's just pretend it didn't happen. But no, you had to go back for seconds because you're a greedy little prick. Keep in mind, imply like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? At 23 years old, first off, shacking up with a MILF. shacking up with a MILF at 23. I've already outed your age, so like I said, we're going to continue down that path. And what you're doing right now is taking away from possible opportunities in the future. This lady's, yes. Is she probably a fun shag? I guarantee you, yes. That old bird, and when I say old bird, because that's right in my wheelhouse. I'm her age, early 30s. And I'll tell you this. For you, this is exciting. Because there is just the fantasy that lives inside your head. Older women are just always, when you're younger, older women are the best. They are. When you're a younger fella, older women are the best. Do I recommend dating them? No. No. You think her interests are going to be the same as yours? You think your interests are going to align? I mean, in some circumstances, it works out. So I can't sit here and just be like, oh, this is never going to work out. But I think the backstory leading into it isn't necessarily a good one. You're not starting out strong here. Okay? Now she's going to lean on you. And is your structure built well enough that it can withstand whatever she's coming to? She's coming in with not just baggage. She's coming in with a fucking whole goddamn U-Haul full of problems now. Christ almighty. Like you think that in your head that her ex-husband, soon to be, after moving in with you, who he thought was a friend, you think that's going to just go away lightly? And you said a small town. So what? Yeah, you work road foreman. So obviously you work out of town. What? You think she's going to stay loyal to you? You think you're that great? The ego of young guys. I miss having that. I do. I miss having the world isn't so grim. It isn't so dark. You haven't been through enough shit yet. You know, real problems, like getting out of the, like moving out, moving in with your buddies, just struggling to make rent, have a little bit of food on the table, you know, getting out, getting hammered on weekends, you know, those little small problems. Like, do I have enough money to absolutely flatline this weekend? Those are fun problems. And the ego of this young guy is amazing to think that, oh yeah, she won't fucking one of my friends. She won't fuck any of my friends. Shit, I'm fucking her. Why would she fuck any of my friends? Even though I was friends with the guy before fucking her, why would she do that to any of, you know, for the off chance that one of my buddies just decides to pop in because he left a 40 of whiskey at my place, but here I am, middle of buttfuck nowhere, doing road construction. Why would anybody, why would she fuck them? What the fuck? Jesus. It's fucking... I wish I could just be that naive to any problem, you know, just to think that, hey, fuck, it won't happen to me. Like, I hate to say that karma exists, but it does in some ways, shape or form. It does come around to bite you in the ass. I hate all that fantasy fucking astrology horse shit, but these types of things, when they happen, you know, when you create waves, it comes back, and you could tie into your problems really to something that was in the past coming to bite you in the ass in the future. You know, you could do that with literally any one of your problems. But this right here, my friend, you're a young man. Pull your head out of your ass. See it for what it is. You're sneaking around with another guy's wife, you know, and to think that it's not going to happen to somebody like you, you know, that somehow you are a 10 times better man than he is. You work the same fucking job. You work the same job. And you think that there's going to be a different result with the same woman? Jesus. So she's sitting at home, bored housewife. And then all of a sudden, the good Lord sprinkles some young cock on her front lawn. Oh, boy. I've been waiting for this day. Exactly. I can't wait to sink my cougar claws into that nice, young, throbbing piece of meat. Jeez. A fucking porno storyline is going to fucking turn into romance. We're dipping and diving behind the old man's back. And you, Jesus Christ, you moron. Beautiful, by the way. I love how in your head, this is wonderful. This is exactly, you know, what life was intended to be. Oh, well, I really like her. Yeah, because she's doing things that the young girls don't do, okay? Now I know the internet is here and that's ageism. In a way, I guess, yes. In a way, in a roundabout way, it is for sure. With life experience comes a different avenue of like sexuality, the understanding of one another. Sometimes some people don't develop that skill at all, but you know, as a young man, you look at an older woman that there's an intellectual being behind that. You look at, there's probably like something just like instinctively installed in us that once you see somebody older than you, that there's some sort of wisdom behind those eyes. You know, there's some sort of life experience that they can pass on to you. There's got to be something that's tied to that, because when you're messing around with older ladies, right, you know, they got a way of going about things. They got a way about living their life, how they act, and maybe they're in this repetitive process, and now you are the one to spark a flame and make her feel young again. Make her feel young. So there's a selfish aspect on her behalf here, I believe, that you're giving her a youthful experience. You know, maybe they got married young and she missed out on a lot of things in her early 20s that her friends got to go and do. And now here we go. We can relive the past a little bit because I got a younger dick. I can go out. I can be my younger self again, relive those days. So don't forget that that this isn't a two-way street usually. You know, she was looking for an avenue probably of some sort to like release all this shit and regret that's showered upon her for the past, oh Christ, what, 10 years? If she's 10 years your elder, you never said her age. So I'm gonna go with you know, that guess. And you said married, so maybe they've been together for quite some time. Things became stagnant. They used to fuck like rabbits. Used to do weird shit, and then here you come strolling along, you know? And like the awkwardness of sex, it brings her back to those days when Avril Lavigne was still on the radio, you know? When Sum 41 was chart topping. And now she's like, oh man, maybe I should leave and take a little bit of this youthfulness that this little young piece of meat is giving me, and I should run wild with it. And so I would say, get the fuck out of there. Pull your head out of your ass. Secondly, thirdly, I guess, if you want old pussy, if you want older pussy, don't find it from a friend. You know, this is just top-notch jackassery right here. I don't believe I've fucked anybody that was currently in a relationship with any one of my friends or family. I'd have to do a deep think on that. I've definitely had sex with exes of past friends, but I don't think that counts, does it? I don't think that counts. I did feel guilty about it. Me and the guy hadn't been friends for years. And when I say years, like, I want to say almost maybe even a decade. Yeah, it would have been, you know, minimum 5 years, tops a decade in between there. So it's kind of like, eh. And like that relationship died long before me and him stopped being friends. So, and even then I felt guilty about it, you know? And even then I felt guilty about it. And here you just went and stuffed what was supposed to be your friend. You went and stuffed his wife. Wow. Cold-hearted. I gotta say, cold-hearted. But my advice to you is run, okay? Run. Pretend that you might even have to move out of the fucking town. You might have to get away for a little while. Because if that information gets out, well, have fun. Have fun with some angry old psychopath that you ruined their marriage, knocking on your door, destroying your shit. I don't know. I imagine it eventually turn into a fisticuff at least, you know? Imagine he just goes like, oh, thank you. Hey, get her the fuck out of my house. Get her the fuck out. I'm not even mad. I just want to say thank you. You know? How the fuck do I get out? There we go. But anyways, that's my advice to you. Pull your head out of your ass and get the hell out of there. You want an older cougar? Go to the city. Go to the city and find one of them old cougars. That'll lay it down on you. That'll give you exactly what you're looking for. Okay? But anyways, thank you for tuning in to the Uncle Heck Podcast. This podcast is released every Thursday at 3 p.m. Be sure to tune in. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you can also watch it on YouTube. If you like the episode, please be a darling. Be a sweetheart. Leave a review on the podcast if you're listening to it on Apple. I don't know if Spotify, I believe Spotify, you can rate it. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a like. Leave a comment. Leave a comment. In fact, let's do this. If you're watching it on YouTube, leave a comment down below on what you think that young man should do. Should he stay or should he leave? That'll be the question. We'll start doing that for the YouTube portion of this. Leave a comment down below. And yeah, if you could be ever so kind to leave me a nice little review on Apple Podcasts, that would be phenomenal. Anyways, we'll see you next week at Thursday, 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Good night, everybody.